Well, welcome back to the LifePoint DriveCast. My name is Adam Purcell, and I'm the teaching pastor at our Mount Vernon campus. We hope that you are having a fantastic week. So this past Sunday, we continued at Mount Vernon. We did a second week on John chapter 11, because honestly, I just love John chapter 11. It is one of my favorite chapters in the entire Bible, and certainly would encourage you to go check it out sometime. And so this past Sunday, we spent more time talking about John chapter 11, verse 4, where Jesus, he's talking about his friend Lazarus, who is so sick that Lazarus is going to die. And Jesus knows this. Jesus knows that he's going to go and call Lazarus back from the dead. But he says something incredibly powerful to his disciples. Jesus says in John chapter 11, verse 4, he says, "This does not end in death, but it is for the glory of God." And when you read the passage, you're struck by so many incredibly beautiful things. You see later in the passage that even though Jesus knows that this does not end in death, even though Jesus knows that he's going to call Lazarus out of his tomb, Jesus weeps. And I just want to remind you, for those of you who are going through really difficult times right now, even though in the gospel, even though in Christ, we have extraordinary hope, it is still appropriate and even right to grieve with those who grieve, and to grieve the horrible effects of sin that we all experience throughout our lives. But the thing that I really want to stress to you this morning or this afternoon or whenever you are listening to this is that anyone who is in Jesus the Christ, and in John chapter 11, Jesus tells us, he says, "I am the resurrection and the life." And so anyone who has trusted God's son Jesus to save him or her, we know that we can trust what Jesus says in John 11 verse 4, which is, "This does not end in death, but it is for the glory of God." And this is why I think this is so powerful. Today may be a really easy, fun day for you, or today may be a really challenging, difficult day for you. But no matter what, but especially on those really challenging days, I hope that you remember this passage and know that your life and whatever is going on, no matter how painful it might be, you can resonate with what Jesus says here and know that this does not end in death, but it is for the glory of God. And unless Jesus returns before you and I die, very likely part of my story and part of your story will be death. But the great news for us is my story and your story in the Lord, it does not end in death. It goes through death, but it does not end in death. But rather, the time that I have now and the time that you have now, no matter how joy-filled or painful it may be, it is for the glory of God. And then after our death, one day Jesus, who is the resurrection, will call us out of our graves and we will receive our resurrected bodies. Then it will still be all for the glory of God. And I don't know about you, but that pumps me up, because I know that even though today may be a great day for me, that I have difficult and challenging days in my future. And I hope and pray that I remember John 11 verse 4, and the Holy Spirit reminds me, and hopefully he reminds you, that it is true for all Christ followers. This does not end in death, but it is for the glory of God. And there is so much hope and joy in that. And so let's take a moment and let's pray. Let's ask the Lord to remind us daily that our story will not end in death, but it is for the glory of the Lord. And ask him to remind us of that. And again, ask him to help us to be bold to share that extraordinarily good news with anyone that we have opportunity to. And so let's take a moment and pray now together, please. Well, thank you again for listening to the LifePoint DriveCast. We hope to see you again tomorrow on the DriveCast. God bless.